Number 15, request for emergency reg to establish 2011 commercial black sea bass quota. Mr. Grist.
Sir, there is actually two action items within this. We'll do the emergency reg first, and there is a request after. Summer flounder, scup, and in this particular case, black sea bass fisheries are managed both by Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council jointly. They have a monitoring committee for each species. The monitoring committee then recommends catch limits and also other management measures to the National Marine Fisheries Service that will then achieve targets for rebuilding their stocks. They also, that means they can announce our quotas to us that we need for our annual fisheries, such as 2011. However, for our 2011 black sea bass commercial quota, we didn't receive the announcement until December 28th of 2010. So we are unable to come before the commission in a timely manner, go through the regular process, and get this announced for our black sea bass fisheries quota. We do have a limited entry fishery for black sea bass and individual quotas operating in this fishery, so they need to know what they're fishing on starting in January when the fishery is actually taking off, and we have to delay that until we can at least get something on the books. Thus, we're going to have a request for emergency regulation in this situation. Staff is requesting the adoption of emergency regulation 4VAC 2950-10 to set the 2011 black sea bass directed and bycatch fishery quotas. There is in your evaluation packet a draft emergency regulation included, which in various sections, pages 3 and 4, deal with setting the new quota at 302,216 pounds for the 2011 commercial fishery, and changing the dates to 2011 throughout the reg, both on pages 3 and 4, and also updating the regulations on page 5 with new dates.
And this emergency regulation will expire
within, well, what we'll do is we'll go to for public hearing in February.
That's
with the other items.
That's the second part of the
right.
Okay.
And we'll include it in for finalization, and it'll be within the 30 days.
Any questions, Mr. Grist? The emergency regulation is before the commission.
Move to adopt.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to adopt the emergency reg, second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is a request for public hearing to make this regulation permanent. Mr. Tankard.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to advertise for public hearing, second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
One other item.
Good, sir.
Involving the bycatch fishery, yep. Also with black sea bass. The bycatch fishery last year exceeded its 40,000-pound limit as of March 28th, very early in the year, and that has to do completely with the fact that our summer flounder fishery, with its expanding quotas, is operating longer into the spring, and they encounter black sea bass frequently with the flounder. There are some other bycatch catches that come up with scup also on the 10% rule. You can bring in 30,000 pounds of scup. 10% of that is 3,000 pounds, so it doesn't take long to eat up 40,000 pounds of bycatch. Now, previous to last year and through last year, we had a provision in reg, because they weren't catching the bycatch fishery, to transfer anything over 10,000 pounds starting May 1st, whatever's left, pretty much over 10,000 pounds, over to directed fishery for them to utilize. But again, the bycatch fishery caught up the whole 40,000 as of end of March last year. We met with the industry on January 11th of this month to talk about this, because the bycatch fishery needs to be able to operate further into the year. There's times during December they're catching them in the flounder fishery when it's open then, and they can't bring them in. So we had a discussion with industry members. They are concerned about this. They are also very concerned about bycatch landings of black sea bass that were over 1,000 pounds at all. And they felt these were likely the result of vessels targeting black sea bass, specifically with the scup, as I've mentioned. There also was quite a discussion about just underutilized quota overall over in the directed fishery. They're not catching up all the directed fishery quota. So they came up with two options that put forth before the commission for a public hearing in February. The first one is basically to limit the bycatch landings to 1,000 pounds, even if it is less than the current 10% requirement of other species on board. To have black sea bass on board, at 10%, it has to be 10% of Atlantic mackerel, scup, squid, or flounder. So they would like to bring that down so it can be no more than 1,000 pounds. And this is somewhat similar to something we did recently about a year ago with croaker, capping the amount of flounder that can be brought in with a croaker catch. They did not want to mess with, though, another part of the bycatch reg, which is they can still bring in up to 200 pounds of black sea bass regardless of what's on board. They don't have to have the other species. So it's basically two caps in place. They want to cap the 10% one at 1,000. But if you have less than 200 pounds, that's fine. You don't need the other species on board. Leave that as is, status quo. The other issue is they want to repeal the language that allows the transfer of any remaining bycatch quota over 10,000 pounds to the directed fishery after May 1st. We find it is now unnecessary. We need to keep the bycatch fishery quota as it is, with discussions in the future possibly boosting it up if the quota for black sea bass goes up. So this is a request for our February public hearing.
Mr. Commissioner, I'll move to hold that public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Plumlee. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Joe, just for information, was that on the agenda? Did I miss it? Or
it was included in with the emergency. It just didn't specifically bring it out within the emergency.
So make sure I didn't miss something.
Right.
Thank you.